Our guest today is a lady that contacted about Facts.net. She had an alien implant removed from her body by the famous surgeon, Dr. Roger Lear. I contacted Dr. Roger Lear to find out a little more about the object that was removed from her. The following interview was between myself and Dr. Roger Lear and was taken in a restaurant, and there was some background noise.
The frequency of the object, the radio frequency that you... of the object you took out of her?
Yeah, it was in the 30 megahertz range.
30 megahertz, okay. And how deep was it?
It was between the muscle and the bone and the joint. Between the muscle and the joint.
In the toe. So it was in the toe. Would you say that that's about a half inch deep?
No, not in the toe. We're probably talking about a quarter of an inch because there's not much tissue between the skin and the bone underneath.
Uh-huh. Did it have the usual, anti-rejection features? In other words,
there was no visible portal of entry. It was covered with this strange dark gray membrane. And since I saw the original x-ray she had taken, and to the time that I put the final set of x-rays, the object had broken into several pieces.
Oh, wow, that's unusual.
Yes, it was unusual, and it was a good thing medical-wise that she had it removed because it could have penetrated the joint, and then she would have been in a world of hurt and possible infection.
Wow. Did it exhibit any of that the movement when you went to take it out?
No, this one didn't have any movement. I've only had one of those that I did. So I know of only two. One is the one I did, and one is the one in Whitley Strieber's ear that he had a little piece of it removed.
Wow. Was there anything to indicate that the material was not from Earth?
Yeah, not until we did the metallurgical analysis, and then we found some isotopic ratios which were not earthly, and an iron-nickel ratio which we seem to find in meteorite specimens.
Hmm. Was the object magnetic?
Yes. Yes, highly magnetic.
Uh-huh.
And it had a magnetic decay rate of approximately 2 weeks.
So are you saying that in 2 weeks it was no longer magnetic?
Lost its magnetic ability.
Oh, entirely. Uh-huh.
Right.
Our guest today will be known as Jane Doe. I understand that you have turned down an interview with the Discovery Channel. So is this the first time you have talked about your experience publicly?
It is.
Okay. You have a medical background yourself, I believe. Could you tell us about it?
You mean my job description?
Yes, I understand that you're a nurse.
Correct.
Right. And the reason I asked you this question was because this may make you a little more aware of what was happening than most people. Dr. Ware has informed me that the object that was removed from your body was giving off a radio signal. Were you aware of that?
No, I was not. No. Mm-mm.
Had you gone to any other doctors to have them examine the object under your skin? And if so, what did they tell you?
No. No. I never went to another doctor.
Mm. Have you spoken to any family members or friends about the object? And what was the advice they gave you?
Oh yes, I've told all my family members, and they were just puzzled on, you know, what it was and how it gave out that radio wave. I don't understand it either.
As is often the problem in these cases, people tend to ridicule others that are in these situations. Did you have a problem with anybody trying to ridicule you over this?
Oh no. No, not at all, because I'm not the one that put it there. I don't know how it got there, and I have no idea how it got there. No.
Has anyone else in your circle of friends had a similar problem?
With the object? No. No, not that I know.
What made you select Dr. Lear to go to?
Because I happened to see him on TV, and he was talking about the aliens and one morning, so I knew I had something in my foot that I didn't know what it was, and I did have a dream about aliens when I was a teenager, so I just kind of put, yeah, my dream, something in my foot, I don't know how I got there, so I wanted to contact him.
I see. And no other doctor ever took a look at it, you say?
Correct.
Did you ever feel that the object was doing something to your body?
I never really felt anything different or strange or anything like that, no.
Well, how did you notice that it was there?
Well, one time I accidentally twisted my ankle, and I went to the emergency room, and they did an x-ray. And the x-ray technician asked me if I had ever had surgery on my foot, and I told him no. And he says, well, there's something there. And I'm like, I don't know. I never had surgery on my foot. Never remember an injury of any sort. So I don't know how I got there.
Did they ever, in the emergency room, did they ever tell you what they thought it was?
No. He told me to go back to a doctor and have it examined and see what it was.
Oh. How long do you think you had it?
Oh, God, I don't even know. I really don't know.
In past discussions between Dr. Lear and myself, he told me that not only do these objects send out radio signals, but sometimes they move away from the surgeon's blade. Were you awake for the operation, and did you feel the object moving under your skin?
I was awake, but the area was, he numbed it up. He localized it. But I didn't feel it moving. No, I didn't.
Have you ever felt, since you had this object in you, have you ever felt that you were being watched?
No. I never felt that. No.
Now, many people that are involved with alien abductions also have implants taken out. While we were discussing your operation, it might go in hand in hand with an abduction. Do you feel that you were ever abducted by aliens?
Well, like I told Dr. Roger Lear, when I was a teenager, I must have been 15, 16, I had this dream where I felt like I was running through a field, and I remember this bright light coming down on me, a bright light, and inside the light was like a hand coming down to get me, and I remember screaming and yelling, and when I woke up, I guess I was still sleeping, but there were like three gray alien heads in my bedroom window.
Mm. Were you able to communicate with them?
The only thing that I could, like, not talk to them, but mentally they told me that they live, like, underneath the ground.
So you feel like you were communicating with them telepathically? Is that what you said?
Correct.
Okay. What else did they tell you, if anything, when you met them?
That's the only thing that I was able to pick up.
Could you describe what they looked like?
Oh, yeah. They were, like, pear-shaped, gray, black eyes.
Their features, could you describe them a little more? Like how big were their eyes, for example?
Oh, they were big. They were big.
What shape would you say they were?
They look like maybe you know how the avocados are kind of dark black?
Mm-hmm.
Shaped kind of like an avocado.
Did they have mouths?
I did not see the mouth, no.
How about their noses?
It was a real quick look, and all mm-hmm. I could see is like the three gray, and I just remember the three gray heads and their eyes.
Yeah, well, this sounds like a description of what is typically known as a gray. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Well, a gray is supposedly the most prevalent of aliens on Earth. Let's see. They said that they came from under the ground, but they didn't give you any more information than that.
Right.
So you didn't see, like, a ship or anything? of that nature?
No, no.
Did they ever come back and speak to you?
No. No, not at all.
Well, what do you think you were singled out by then?
Well, I know my dad used to believe in aliens. I remember as little kids, he used to take us out and communicate with them. He used to tell us, okay, what way do you want them to, you know, like a shooting star, what way do you want the shooting star to go? And then I say, you know, like from the east to the west. And then he would start like concentrating and would be looking up in the sky, and there it goes.
You mean you actually saw something?
Oh, yes, just like a shooting star. But that was, you know, he says, well, then my dad always referred to them as friends.
Uh-huh. So is
not
it
afraid.
Is it possible that your father had been abducted?
He never said anything.
You know that abductions sometimes run in families. People have said that they've had their parents abducted and their grandparents, et cetera, for several generations. I don't know if you're aware of that.
No, I'm not aware.
Could you tell us how you believe that the implant was put under your skin? If you have any idea at all?
How it was put there?
Yeah, I mean, for example, did you feel any pain in your foot while maybe you were asleep? Like
no.
So you just woke up and it was there, I guess, huh?
Right. I never, never knew it was there, never. If I hadn't twisted my ankle accidentally and had an x-ray taken of my foot, I would have never known it was there.
I understand that you were the 12th person to receive this operation. Did you ever speak to anyone else who had it?
No, but it would be interesting to speak to them and hear their stories also.
Well, you never know. They might contact me the way you did, you know, after they hear this interview.
Oh, fantastic, yeah.
What did it feel like when you felt the aliens were coming for you? Could you expand on that a little more?
Well, like I say, you know, like I went to bed, and when I was sleeping, at that time in my sleep, I just felt like I was running. And that bright light and that hand coming down and, you know, just waking up.
And how old were you at the time?
I was at that time about 15, 16 years old.
Mm-hmm. Did you get any sense of why aliens would be interested in us?
I don't know.
Has having this object under your skin given you any abnormal physical or mental symptoms or abilities? And if so, did they disappear with its removal?
Well, I know I'm super sensitive. When somebody has something going on with them or something's going to happen to them, I have that sense. And I used to hate to have that feeling because I didn't want to know what was going to happen to somebody. And my mom said, it was a gift that I need to pray for them. Or for whoever, you know, like right now, a while ago, somebody's name popped up. It was George. So I knew I had to pray for a George. I don't know a George. I don't know who a George is, but I needed to pray for that person. I'm just a very sensitive person when it comes, and things just pop into my head. I have to pray for certain people.
Well, did you feel this way before the implant?
Yes. I had a lot of things happen to me that I knew was going to happen, and I would just pray about it.
So you still have this ability, you feel? In other words,
not as good as it was when before. I was really good before. Now it's not too good.
So you think maybe the implant had something to do with that?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Have you ever felt that somebody was trying to communicate with you when you had the object under your skin? Maybe perhaps during your sleep or when you were, you know, taking, say, a rest or something like that?
No, because I really don't dream. I don't remember, you know, ever dreaming about aliens after that one time. No.
Do you feel like your personality has changed since you were implanted?
No, I'm just, I just feel like I love, I try to help mankind. I'm just out there to try to help and make, you know, because I'm a nurse, I just have feeling for everybody.
Yeah, I understand.
I mm-hmm. love everybody, you know.
Have you ever experienced missing time? In other words, you seem to lose time and you can't remember what you did during that period of time?
Not that I remember, no.
That never happened to you?
Not that I remember.
Did you ever consider going under hypnotism?
I've considered it, but I've kind of backed out. I'm just, you know.
Well, you might find something out that might surprise you.
Maybe, huh? Yeah. I just might do it someday.
Have you ever found any physical evidence of an alien visitation in your home?
No.
Didn't you mention to me before something about you found something on the windowsill? Or am I mistaken?
No, it was the three aliens that were looking through the window.
Oh, but you didn't find...
When I had my dream.
Oh, but you didn't find any physical evidence.
No, no.
Do you think that there was any chance that the implant that was removed from you might not have been implanted by aliens, but maybe a government agency for some reason?
I don't know. I don't know how I got there.
Was there anything strange about the weather when you woke up?
It was rainy that day.
But there was
I
no...
It was raining.
There was nothing, aside from that, there was nothing like, say, very bad weather conditions like tornadoes, hurricanes,
no,
or...
No, not at all, no.
As time goes by, do you recall more about this incident or less?
No, it's just the same. I still remember the dream. There's a lot of things I can't remember, but the dream, absolutely, I still remember the dream. And the light, I also seen one other time I seen a light when I was like 8 or 10 years old. I remember the bright light coming through my bedroom window. It was just a light. That's all I remember is the light.
Was it an unnatural light, do you feel?
It was a very, very, very intense light. And I remember getting underneath the covers because I was afraid. And I remember the light was coming through the covers. It was like a blinding light.
Was it daytime or nighttime?
It was nighttime.
It was nighttime. Mm-hmm. And did you hear any noise associated with that light?
No. No.
And you didn't feel any other sensations or anything associated with it?
No, I just remember it was a bright, intense light. So mm-hmm. bright it was just coming through the blanket.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to this interview?
No, I think that's about it.